Commercial fishermen expressed shock and dismay at the magnitude of the cuts proposed last week for the halibut catch in southeast Alaska. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports on some of the reaction from the industry.
A pretty crushing blow to the fleet. That's how Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Director Julianne Curry described a potentially huge cut to the commercial halibut catch for 2011 in southeast. Staff with the International Pacific Halibut Commission recommended a 19% reduction in the total coastwide catch. Southeast Alaska Area 2C is facing a 47% cut. Reacting to the news, Curry pointed out that commercial fishermen have been weathering serious cuts now for a half decade.
You know, the Gulf-wide, the stocks have been down, the quotas have been down, so people really feel like they've been taking responsibility for what's going on with the biomass, and they've been doing their best to accept the cuts, but, I mean, it just seems like what we're doing isn't working, so, you know, to have a 47% cut in 2C, it's going to put people out of business, people who are barely holding on, especially the guys who have bought quota in the past 5 years when we started taking those pretty significant cuts. These are people who aren't making money on their quota. They're not making money off of the halibut they sell because they've lost so much of it.
Many southeast boats also fish in the Gulf Area 3A, which is facing a 28% reduction. Higher prices for halibut have helped the situation somewhat over the years, but Curry is not sure any increase in value will be enough to overcome a loss as big as this. Fishing groups say that with such major cuts to the quota, there will be fewer jobs for deckhands, and fewer people who bought into the fishery will be able to afford to keep the quota they purchased. Linda Bankin fishes halibut and serves as director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka.
What you see then is people with small amounts of quota left that sell because they can't make it work at this level or they can't make payments, and that drives more consolidation and quota shareholders, and that has a negative impact on the communities, all the industry that depends on the fishing fleet.
Bankin says everyone is worried about conservation of the halibut stocks, and fishermen were braced for another cut this year, but they didn't expect one of this magnitude. The commission has the leeway to go with smaller reductions than its staff recommends, and it's done so in the past. For 2010, the commission settled on a 12% cut to the southeast quota instead of a 24% cut proposed by staff. In 2009, the commission dropped the quota by 19% instead of the recommended 28%. Bankin thinks those past decisions played some role in the staff's recommendation for the bigger 47% cut this year. In terms of the actual health of the halibut stocks in Southeast, she believes such a dramatic cut to the catch can be misleading.
The actual assessment of the biomass isn't as bleak as that percentage would suggest it is. The assessment of the biomass is we're fairly level. They're not really seeing the recruitment yet in 2C that they see in 2A and 2B. So they're not comfortable saying we've turned the corner, but it's not tubing to see, even though it feels like it is when you get assigned a 47% cut.
The Halibut Commission will make final catch recommendations during its annual meeting in January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.